Mastering Your Emotions, A Guide to Emotional Control and Fulfillment. Chapter 1. Summary of the book Master Your Emotions. Master Your Emotions by Thibaut Muris is a self-help book that aims to help readers understand and manage their emotions effectively. The book covers topics such as the importance of emotional intelligence, identifying and processing negative emotions, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. Muris provides practical strategies and exercises to help readers gain control over their emotions and lead a more fulfilling life. Overall, the book encourages readers to cultivate self-awareness, empathy, and resilience in order to navigate their emotions with skill and confidence. Chapter 2. The meaning of the book Master Your Emotions. Master Your Emotions by Thibaut Muris is a self-help book that focuses on helping readers understand, manage, and control their emotions effectively. The book provides practical strategies and techniques to help readers take charge of their emotional well-being, increase self-awareness, and improve their overall mental health. By mastering their emotions, readers can improve their relationships, enhance decision-making skills, and achieve greater success in their personal and professional lives. Overall, the book aims to empower readers to take control of their emotions and lead a more fulfilling and balanced life. Chapter 3. The book Master Your Emotions chapters. Chapter 1. Understanding Your Emotions. This chapter introduces the concept of emotional intelligence and explains the importance of understanding and managing our emotions. It discusses the role of emotions in our lives and how they can impact our behavior and decision-making. Chapter 2. The Power of Self-Awareness. In this chapter, the author explores the importance of self-awareness in managing our emotions. It explains how self-awareness allows us to recognize and understand our emotions, as well as how they are influencing our thoughts and actions. Chapter 3. Developing Emotional Regulation Skills. This chapter focuses on developing emotional regulation skills to help us manage our emotions more effectively. It discusses techniques for managing and controlling our emotional responses, such as deep breathing and mindfulness practices. Chapter 4. Building Resilience. In this chapter, the author discusses the importance of building resilience to cope with challenging emotions and situations. It provides strategies for cultivating resilience, such as developing a growth mindset and practicing self-care. Chapter 5. Cultivating Positive Emotions. This chapter explores the benefits of cultivating positive emotions in our lives. It discusses techniques for increasing positive emotions, such as practicing gratitude and engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. Chapter 6. Navigating Difficult Emotions. In this chapter, the author addresses how to navigate difficult emotions such as anger, sadness, and fear. It provides practical tips for managing these emotions and preventing them from overpowering us. Chapter 7. Enhancing Emotional Intelligence in Relationships. This chapter discusses how emotional intelligence can enhance our relationships with others. It explores the importance of empathy, active listening, and effective communication in developing positive and supportive relationships. Chapter 8. Creating Emotional Balance. In the final chapter, the author discusses how to create emotional balance in our lives by effectively managing our emotions. It provides strategies for achieving emotional balance, such as setting boundaries, practicing self-reflection, and seeking support when needed. Chapter 4. 5 quotes from the book Master Your Emotions. 1. You are not your emotions. You are the observer of your emotions. By detaching yourself from your emotions, you gain power over them. 2. Emotions are like waves in the ocean. They come and go. Don't try to control them. Simply observe them and let them pass. 3. Practice mindfulness to become more aware of your emotions in real time. This will allow you to respond instead of react. 4. Negative emotions are like a warning signal that something is not right. Listen to them, but don't let them control you. 5. Transform negative emotions into positive emotions by changing your perspective. Look for the silver lining in every situation.